frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're when you will not be.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Let us sing a bit of good old Captain Kit, who sat one morning early in the head. A bee came flying past and it stung him on the ass, and this is what the gallant captain said. Asshole rules the navy, asshole rules the sea. If you want a bit of bum, better get it from your chum. You'll get no ass from me. Now we'll hear some rhymes of Yeoman Second Grimes, who ran the hook that hoisted up the mail. One day as he stood watch, it caught him in the crotch, and he cried as he went flying o'er the rail. It doesn't matter, for asshole rules the navy, asshole rules the sea. If you want a bit of bum, better get it from your chum. You'll get no ass from me. And now to end my song, I'll sing of A.B. Long, whose member was not like his name at all. When asked if he would tell how he got along so well, his answer simply was, as I recall, it's very simple, for asshole rules the navy, asshole rules the sea. If you want a bit of bum, better get it from your chum. You'll get no ass from me. If you want a bit of bum, better get it from your chum. You'll get no ass from me.
That was Iggy Pop with a hawk and a hacksaw, apparently. I don't know what that means. And it was Arsehole Rules the Navy from the album Son of Rogues Gallery, Pirate Ballads, Sea Songs and Chanties. And there'll be five more tracks from some of the other people on that album spread out for the rest of the show. But now it's Madeline Pirox from her new album The Blue Room and the Leonard Cohen song Bird on a Wire.
A bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir. I have tried in my way to be free. Like a worm on a hook, like a night from some old-fashioned book. I have saved all my ribbons for thee. And if I just let it go by. And if I've been untrue, I hope you know it was never. Like a beast with his horn, I have torn everyone who reached out for me. But I swear by this song and by all that I've done, it all up to thee. I saw a beggar leaning on his wooden crutch. He said to me, "You must not die so much. And a pretty woman leaning in her dark and dome, she cried to me, 'Why not ask for more?'" A bird on the wire, like a drum in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free.
Now we have Marcy Gray, also from the Son of Rogues Gallery album, and it's Off to Sea Once More.
When first I landed in Liverpool, I went up on a spree. Me money, alas, I spent it fast, got drunk as drunk could be. When that me money was all gone, 'twas then I wanted more. But a man must be blind to make up his mind to go to sea once more. Once more, boys, once more, go to sea once more. but a man must be blind to make up his mind to go to sea once more. I spent the night with Angeline, too drunk to roll in bed. Me watch was new and me money too. In the morning with them she fled. And as I walked the streets about, the whores they did all roar. There goes Jack Strap, the poor sailor lad. He must go to sea once more. Once more, boys, once more. Go to sea once more. There goes Jack Strap, the poor sailor lad. He must go to sea once more. And as I walked the streets about, I met with Rapper Brown. I asked him for to take me on, and he looked at me with a frown. He said, last time you was paid off, with me you could no score. But I'll give you a chance, and I'll take your advance, and I'll send you to sea once more. Once more, boys, once more. Send you to sea once more. I'll give you a chance, and I'll take your advance, and I'll send you to sea. Board of a whaling ship bound for the Arctic seas, where the cold winds blow through the frost and snow and Jamaica rum would freeze. But worse to bear, I'd no weather gear, for I'd spent all my money on shore. 'Twas then that I wished that I was dead and could go to sea no more. No more, boys, no more. Go to sea no more. Was then that I wished that I was dead and could go to sea no more. So come all you bold seafaring men who listen to me song. When you come off them long trips, I'll have you not go wrong. Take my advice, drink no strong drink. Don't go to sleeping with them whores. Get married instead, spend all night. No more, boy, no more. Go to sea no more. Get married and staff, spend all night in bed. Go to sea no more. No more, no more, no more. No more, no more, boy, no more. Go to sea.
Track from David Bowie's new album The Next Day, it's Dancing Out in Space.
Thank you.
And a track from David Bowie's old album, Ziggy Stardust and Moon Age Daydream.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm the space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Just walk like a big monkey bird.
Space, space, no.
And now it's time for Uncle Buffo.
Now for the second part of Tina C's Tiny Island Tour, the Scottish part.
Hey, y'all, I'm Tina C. The Winnebago is red and my heart's a-yearning. I'm in the UK, wanna go exploring Tennessee's tiny island tour. From coast to coast, shore to drizzling shore. I know you're downbeat here, a little insecure. I'm here to make you more like America. Tennessee's tiny island tour. Tiny island, tiny island tour.
Listen to that. That, my BBC listeners, is the sound of 20,000 Scotch fans waiting for me in a stadium on the freeway just off the Glasgow bypass. Thrilling, ain't it? My Winnebago is parked in the wings of this aircraft hangar of an auditorium. If I raise the window shade in my executive ensuite washroom, where, incidentally, Rita Bob, we're at a bathroom stationery. If I raise the shade, I could actually see the audience. But I'm letting them warm themselves up whilst I watch TV. I love British TV. I cannot believe the accents. It must be so strange to have an accent. I almost envy y'all for that, I gotta tell you. I'm watching one of your reality shows. Oh, you UK folks must be so proud of reality TV. Finally, you've exported something successful to my country, and it's a huge hit. You haven't done that since you exported the concept of democracy, or the language itself. And then we improved on them. Anyway, stop interrupting. I'm sitting here while the fans whip themselves up into a Coke and burger-induced frenzy, having my hair and makeup spritzed. Even tattooed eyeliner needs a little freshening from time to time. And stroking my rented ginger poodle. I'm always upset that I can't bring any of my beautiful pets into your country. I thought you were part of Europe now. Love their economy, embrace their diseases, I say. But a bunch of years back, I hit upon the idea of renting a dog whilst in the UK. Oh, see how happy she is? In fact, it was a breakthrough experience for me, and I've carried it through to other areas of my life back home. As a busy, successful, goal-oriented woman, it's the perfect solution. I hire girlfriends to go to the mall. I hire grandparents to visit with when I need stress-free validation. And at Christmas, I hire a couple of tiny human beings to see the joy of innocence as they open their gifts and sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. They're back at the agency by lunchtime, and I'm back on the road. Talking of which, I think the Glasgow people are just about frenzied enough out there. Here I go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage country music's very own weapon of mass seduction, the woman who put the racy in democracy. It's Tina C.
Hello, Edinburgh. What? Is that wrong? Where? Oh, Glasgow. Hi. Hello. Woo. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Does that really matter? Is that a big difference? I'm sorry. It's all Scotchland, and that's good enough for you, isn't it? Yeah, I love it here in Scotchland. It's all so old style and pretty. Oh, and the phlegm on the streets. Oh, I love that. It's just like my favorite Victorian murder mystery stories, you know? Did y'all read those? Taggart? Oh. And Glasgow itself is my favorite, honestly. Honestly. You know, I have such RSPCA for you people. You know, last night we drove into the city center about 11:30. Uh-huh. And, you know, I thought one of those historical recreation battle scenes was going on. It's just a Friday night in Glasgow. On that little underground train you have. Oh, that's so great. Are you saving up for a real one? I love it. I love it. So we're going to have some country music tonight. Are you ready to rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were great. Thank you. Before we do, I just want to say, that my being here is about communication between human beings, regardless of cultural background. It's about the joy and universal language of music. It's about celebrating the triumph of human spirit through adversity. But mostly, it's about selling product. I love you all here, and I just want you to know that there are several of my back catalog available as you leave the show. This is not a joke. It's true. They're on the special offer price of $10 UK each, okay? And that's hardly nothing in real currency. So please purchase. The purchase of these CDs may heal sick children. I said may. It's legally watertight. Check it out.
Listeners at home, hi, it's me, Tina C, speaking intimately to you wherever you are, in your car, loading up your dishwasher after yet another unfulfilling dinner gathering, in the tub, soaping yourself down while listening to my voice. Oh my gosh, I have mental images I have issues with now. Could you please stop what you're doing? Anyway, I've interrupted the live recording to say that I'm aware that as I'm plugging my records to the folks at the show, you at home will be experiencing a deep sense of yearning. You will be thinking, Tina, if I cannot purchase, surely that will leave me with a terrible feeling of emptiness. I will feel invalid in contemporary society that only allows us a place at the table of capitalism as long as we're consuming. Well, don't worry. Go immediately online and log on to www.tennessee.net and order some product. Do it. Now, back to the stadium.
And, of course, a beautiful album called Don't Love Me Too Much, which has got songs on it like Love Must Have Made Me Deaf, because you used to whisper, now you shout. Do I hear some empathy in the room? Hell yeah. And a beautiful song called If These Walls Could Speak, They'd Be in Therapy.
Well, that was Glasgow. Now we're in Edinburgh. Oh, I love this place. No offense to anywhere else north of the border, but I just think Ed has it all. A fairy tale castle, so much history and culture, and lots of gift stores selling cashmere pashminas. Surely, cashminas. Anyway, I am so thrilled with the place that I wrote a little hymn in praise of the city. It's to the tune of an old Appalachian mountain folk song that was, I believe, brought over from this part of the world and improved upon in the U.S. And I was shocked to learn that your very own queen liked it so much, she changed the words too. Listen to how much the Edinburgh folks love this tribute.
I love Edinburgh, the most up and down town I know of the ice. Town of so many bridges, yet so few rivers. Everyone's got diseased livers, and the sun don't shine. I love the folky arts, mega Shakespeare in the park. I'm in the front row. I love the Queen's tattoo, tartan shortbread too. Feel like I'm in Brigadoon in Edinburgh. Hey!
I'm here shopping on Royal Mile. There is a store here that will trace the tartan of your clan. Now, I believe some of my mama's family came from around these parts, and I was a little sketchy on facts, but the guys in the store used their computer, and they found my tartan, the tartan of my clan. Oh, but it was so dowdy. My family would never have liked that. Hell no. So we worked on it a little, and it turns out that the real tartan of my clan is in this season's new shades of hot pink and off-beige terracotta. Isn't that lucky?
I'm in a purchasing mood. I might buy Holyrood as a holiday. I like it much, much more than the South Fork place next door. I know the palace is old, but I don't mind. Hey, I sing of Edinburgh with It's beer stench, see, Rocco makes me nauseous. It's so goddamn Disney-fied, makes me moist around the eye. Cross my heart and hope to die. I love it.
I love being north of the border again. My only worry is that y'all love me a little too much. Adoration can be a burden. Oh, and now I've exposed myself to the ears and hearts of the Radio 4 listenership. Oh, do I never learn.
I really want to share a sad song with you. I know it's a little sad, it's a little heartbreaking, but you like that, don't you? And I'm sensing that a lot of people here have emotional dysfunction. And I know a lot of you here will have been dumped. And that's fine. Otherwise, why are you here at a country music show? But be proud of who you are, okay? Because without people like you, there would be no country music. You're supporting the whole industry, okay? We love you. We have a saying in Nashville, no pain, no financial gain. Politicians always talking now about changing hearts and minds. They want us to think and feel and decide that they ain't lying. Well, I believe you guys, I can't do more than that. My heart and my mind find it hard to agree, so I tell you flat. My heart says I'm lonely, I travel this life alone. My mind says you're doing fine, just carry on. My heart wants to love and to be loved. My mind says help, that's just not enough. My heart wants to cry late at night while my mind makes plans for the morning. My heart loves my country cause it's where I'm from, while my mind keeps its away warnings. My heart hates change, my mind craves it. My heart wants to start being less tart, and my mind doesn't mind. Said hearts and minds. My heart and my mind, but they just ain't natural allies. So if you want a good war, then off you fly. Don't ask me to justify, mine is not to reason why. Say you want my heart, my mind. Well, I'm trying, Mr. President, I'm trying. But I need something from me, finally here and here to agree. I'm not gonna be so easily led. I won't give you heart, and I won't give you head. Thank you.
Hey, Matt, that's saying you're great.
You're listening to DJ Frogs in the Window with Uncle Buffo's Comedy Spot on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in. And visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Tina C's Tiny Island Tour was originally broadcast on BBC Radio 4 in 4 parts, but unfortunately I only have 3 of them, so next week will be the last part, the island leg of the tour. Tina C, or Christopher Green, is 45, and Tina is not the only character Chris plays. He's also pensioner rapper Ida Barr, cultural critic Jed Sullivan, and Derek Diamond, host of the Razzle Working Men's Club, top comedian and stage hypnotist, Derek performs a highly skilled 40-minute hypnotic routine that turns the audience into stars. Chris was invited to be the British Library Artist in Residence 2012, where he investigated the history of hypnosis in the library's collections. Chris is a trained clinical hypnotherapist and stage hypnotist and written scripts and songs for Sesame Street. Links to Chris's various websites and photos and more can be found at Frog's blog at madasaboxof.blogspot.com. Mad as a box of, all one word. Or click the link on the Spirit Plants Radio front page. Now it's back to you, Frogs.
Next is Devendra Banhart and from his album Mala, and it's Hatchet Wound.
Feel crazy, make her forget she always forgets me, 'cause she's a top of the shelf lady and I'm a low bottom bottle fed baby. Yeah, she would is driving me crazy. To show it, give me a chance and I'll blow it, but this one's for the dad bands that know it. Yeah, Hatchet Wound is driving me crazy.
Ricky J from Sons of Rogues Gallery, and this is the Shanty of Noah and his Ark, old school song.
To the hills, a just man and a good. He built an ark, the good book says, of pitch and gopher wood. The children danced before him and the grown-ups laughed behind. They thought that there was something wrong with good man Noah's mind. And when they met him coming back for needments and supplies, the dancing girls and dancing men leered, mocking in his eyes. And as he left the town once more and sought the hillward track, the boys sent shouts and whistle shrill behind the old man's back. Oh, Noah took the animals and saved them two by two. The elephant, the leopard, the zebra, and the gnu. The goose, the ox, the lion, and the stately unicorn that breasted up the gangway with his single jaunty horn. The hippogriff, the oryx, all created things in fine. Till the dim procession straggled from the far horizon line. There was neighing, squealing, barking. There was many a snort and squeak. Every sound that God gives animals, because they cannot speak. And they waddled and they straddled and they ambled and they ran. And they crawled and traipsed and sidled, each one after nature's plan. There was pattering of hooves and toes, a lift of hairy knees. Oh, it was the greatest cattle boat that ever sailed the sea. There was never any showman ever gave such a parade as those beasts that wended awkward for the gaping people made. And Noah's townsmen wished him well who once had wished him ill, for they hoped he planned a circus on his solitary hill, where he charged so much admission as the Ark's red poster door. Such a show as mankind never set eyes upon before. The sky grew dark with thunder, throbbing like an angry drum. The gazers saw with terror that the thing they'd mocked had come. And that what it seemed a circus marching slowly in parade was the end of all creation and the world's last cavalcade. Oh, the lightning dangled nearer like a madman's rattling chain, as an army moves to battle came the growing sound of rain. And it rained and rained and rained and rained. As we do understand, till the earth was filled with water and and there wasn't any land. Oh, Noah was a just man and good. He built the ark, the good book says, of pitch and gopher wood.
Next is Ed Pastorone, also from Son of Rogues Gallery, and it's Orange Claw Hammer.
A thick cloud caught a Piper Cub's tail. A match struck blue on a railroad rail. The old puff horse was just pulling through, and a man wore a peg leg forever. I'm on the bum where the hobos run. The air breaks with filthy chatter. Oh, I don't care, there's no place there. I don't think it matters. My skin's blazing through and my clothes in tatters. And the railroad looks like a Y up the hill of ladders. One shoe fell on the gravel, one stick poked down. Gray of age fell down on a pair of ears. An eagle shined through my whole watch pocket. A gingham girl, baby girl, passed me by in tears. A jackrabbit raised his folded ears. A beautiful sagebrush jackrabbit. And an oriole sang like an orange, his breast full of worms, and his tail clawed the evening like a hammer. His wings took to air like a bomber. And my rain can caught me a cup of water. When I got into town, odd jobs, ma'am, your horse all fodder. I'm the roundhouse man, I once was your father. A little up the road, a wooden candy-striped barber pole, and above it read a sign, Painless Parker. Licorice twisted under a fly, and a youngster cocked her eye. God before me, if I'm not crazy, is my daughter. Come, little one, with your little old dimpled fingers, give me one, and I'll buy you a cherry phosphate. Take you down to the foaming brine and water and show you the wooden tits on the goddess with a pole out full sail that tempted away your peg leg, father. I was shanghaied by a high-hat beaver mustache man and his pirate friend. I woke up in vomit and beer in a banana bin, and a soft lass with brown skin bore me seven babies with snapping black eyes and beautiful ebony skin. And here it is, I'm with you, my daughter, 30 years away, can make a seaman's eyes, a roundhouse man's eyes, flow out water, salt water.
Now from the new Gil Scott-Heron album, The Revolution Begins, it's Or Down You Fall.
I sail on in my paper ship. The sea is made of fire. I ride my horse of nuts and bolts. We're made to never tire. The world is just a simple circle. I've got to keep on turning. Yeah, I've got to keep on turning till I fall the top of a mountain inside a hollow stone. I pretend that I'm an Iron Man, yes, instead of flesh and bone. The world is just a simple circle, and it keeps on turning.
Another track from Sun and Rose Gallery is Kembra Failer and Barnacle Build a Sailor.
Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Cry.
When will I see you again? When will I...
And the last track from Santa Rose Gallery, it's Mary Margaret O'Hara, and Then Said the Captain to Me.
When all the seas, high ships have dropped beyond my sky, and life's trumpet leaves my lips, and women pass me by, dear God, let me die, dear God, let me die, dear God, let me die. When all the seas, high ships have dropped beyond my sky, and life's trumpet leaves my lips, and woman pass me by, dear God, let me die, dear God, let me die, dear God, let me die, dear God, let me die. Ships have dropped beyond my sky, and life's trumpet leaves my lips, and women pass me by, dear God, let me die, dear God, let me die, dear God, let me die. Sail the sea, said the captain to me. I have a young son, says the captain to me. I'm damned if he ever shall sail the sea. Nothing but damn.